Section 2. Using data effectively. Let's talk about how to truly harness the power of data. It's not just about collecting numbers. It's about using them wisely to improve teaching and learning. Collecting and analyzing data. A foundation for success. First, we need to gather accurate data. Think of it like building a sturdy house. The foundation must be strong. Here's how. Reliable systems. Imagine having a digital filing cabinet that automatically sorts and organizes information. That's the power of reliable digital systems. They help us capture, filter, and display data efficiently. Clear procedures. Just like a well-oiled machine, we need clear instructions. Establishing clear procedures for collecting, analyzing, and interpreting data ensures everyone is on the same page. Diverse assessment methods. Relying on a single source of information is like looking at the world through one eye. We need to use a variety of assessment methods. Think tests, observations, projects, and student self-assessments to get a complete picture. Consistent judgments. To ensure fairness and accuracy, we need to make sure our judgments are consistent. Moderation processes help us calibrate our assessments and ensure everyone is using the same standards. Interpreting and communicating data, making sense of the numbers. Now that we have our data, let's make sense of it. Uncovering patterns. Imagine connecting the dots to reveal a hidden masterpiece. That's what we do when we analyze data. We look for patterns and trends using tools like charts and graphs to visualize the information. Considering the bigger picture, we can't look at data in a vacuum. We need to consider the context, the unique culture of our school, the demographics of our community, and the broader educational landscape. Clear communication. Sharing our findings effectively is crucial. We need to use clear and concise language that everyone can understand. Colleagues, parents, and most importantly, our students. Visualizing your data, bringing insights to life. Data visualization transforms raw numbers into powerful stories. It helps us see patterns, identify trends, and communicate our findings effectively. Creating graphs. Graphs are a fundamental tool for visualizing data. Bar charts, excellent for comparing categories. Think student performance across different subjects or the number of books read by each class. Line graphs, ideal for showing trends over time. For example, tracking student progress on a specific skill over a term. Pie charts, useful for showing the proportion of different categories within a whole, like the distribution of student grades. Scatter plots, reveal relationships between two variables. For instance, correlating reading scores with time spent reading. Conditional formatting. This powerful spreadsheet feature adds visual cues to your data. Highlighting. Use color coding to quickly identify key information. For example, highlight students who are below grade level in red, those at grade level in green, and those exceeding expectations in blue. Data bars. Visually represent the magnitude of values with colored bars within cells. Longer bars indicate higher values. Icon sets. Use icons, like arrows or traffic lights, to visually represent data trends or performance levels. Imagine you're tracking student reading levels. You could create a line graph, plot each student's reading level over time to see their progress. Use conditional formatting. Highlight students who are not meeting reading targets in red. Create a bar chart. Compare the average reading scores of different classes. By combining these techniques, you can create a dynamic and informative visual representation of your data. Remember, choose the visualization method that best suits your data and the message you want to convey. Keep your visualizations clear, concise, and easy to understand. Using data to inform practice, turning insights into action. Now comes the exciting part, using data to improve teaching and learning. Identifying student needs. Data helps us see the individual needs of each student. we can identify those who might need extra support or those who are ready for a challenge. Setting SMART goals. Let's set goals that are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Data helps us create realistic and meaningful goals. Planning effective interventions. Once we know the needs of our students, we can develop targeted interventions to help them succeed. Evaluating and adjusting. We need to regularly check if our interventions are working. Data helps us evaluate their effectiveness and make adjustments as needed. Celebrating success. Let's not forget to celebrate our students' achievements. Data helps us recognize and acknowledge their progress. By effectively using data, we can create a data-driven culture in our school where everyone understands the importance of using information to improve teaching and learning. This leads to better outcomes for all students.